Aquaria.
Hello?
Hey, I'm back. Ready to attack. I'm back. Ready to attack.
Who are you attacking?
So I took a 3-week, almost kind of month break, y'all. It's been crazy. I had a birthday. I'm 25 now. Bow in the face. My ex is now dating a big ass, old ass, ugly ass, cave beast, Yorugu, Neanderthal Tom, toilet seat complexion individual.
Neanderthal cave beast toilet seat complexion individual. You mean a white person, don't you?
So if y'all thought that I hated white people before...
Presented without comment. But you know, I would like to know why this very reasonable person hates white people so much.
All white people are racist. Each and every one of them.
Interesting proposition, but are you sure you're not generalizing just a little bit too much?
All general statements are not incorrect, right? All rocks are hard, all water is wet.
Oh yeah, this is cast iron reasoning. And as you say, by the same rationale, all white people are just racist.
And a lot of you understand, right, through systems of oppression, that all black people are oppressed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I fully understand that all black people are under these systems of white supremacist capitalist patriarchy that don't allow black people to do things like earn lots of money or acquire political power or anything like that. So this has meant that no black person in American society has ever advanced their position beyond the ghetto, obviously. It's been a terrible, terrible tragedy, a crime against nature, frankly. And there never will be, which is why all white people are racist. I do actually understand the systems of oppression you're talking about.
And you understand that all white people have white privilege.
Of course they do. Someone else's suffering is your benefit.
You get that, right? Those are general statements that are true, so all general statements are not false.
Well, that's true. So, I mean, I guess you must be right. I mean, white people, they're about as sentient as water and rocks, aren't they? I mean, and they're the racist ones.
All black people suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome or post-traumatic colonial syndrome, right?
Oh, yeah, sounds bang on the money to me.
Which equals a lot of self-hate and anti-blackness within us, and also makes us glorify and love whiteness, right? That we want to be more and more white.
Well, if that's the case, I think you can consider yourself fully decolonized. Well done.
We want to be the exceptional Negro. We want to have the things that they have, right?
Is this an attempt to explain crime statistics?
Now, as a colonizer, you are growing up in that same kind of reality, but in a different spectrum. Different spectrum.
All right, calm down. Just tell me what I think.
So you think, yes, all black people are savages. All black people are horrid.
Well, thank God a black person's here to tell me that I think all black people are savages. Otherwise, I might not have known.
I am amazing. I am white. I have all the things, and I need to help them, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
By God, that's it. That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I think. I'd never had it put into words so eloquently before. I am, in fact, some kind of Ubermensch. Thanks, Hitler.
I don't really get too much into the white psyche, don't care.
Why would you want to know? I mean, we're all literal Nazis who still enslave black people. The problem is, we're so fucking cunning to keep this hidden from you. We abolished Nazism and slavery so you wouldn't be aware of it.
As black people, we really need to understand the realities of the world, not as which we would like them to be, or we try to imagine them to be, but what it actually is. Okay, this is actually simple pathology, y'all. Y'all need to crack open a book. Didn't I tell you to read Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome? Didn't I tell you to read that book? Didn't I tell you to read Yorugu? Didn't I tell you to read that book? Get that book, girl! Okay, so this has actually been already scientifically proven on that ass. So this is not discussion, girl. This is not a discussion, girl. This is just me telling you exactly what is going on, okay?
Sure, whatever you say. And I appreciate you using my correct personal pronoun.
Scientists have actually already proven this. I will post the link below. In that link, you will find a study. A study where scientists... Okay, let me backtrack. Okay, in your brain, right? When I pick up this glass and I drink... Something in your brain mimics that exact movement, right? In your brain, all the things in your brain that activate when you do that as well, right? When you see another human being doing that. That is the basis of empathy. That is the basis of human connection, is that action happening in your brain, that mimicking action in your brain, girl, okay? Guess what they found out about white people? Nothing. None of those connected things happen. The basis of humanity, the basis of human connectivity, girl, the basis of empathy, white people do not have with other people, especially black people.
All right, Black Hitler, calm down. Let's actually have a look at this study and see if That's actually what it says. So this is the entire article that Mr. Sensible has given us. And it starts with the line, "The human brain fires differently when dealing with people outside of one's own race." So a bunch of white guys watched men of different races pick up a glass and take a sip of water. Because typically when people observe others perform a simple task, their motor cortex region fires similarly to when they are performing the task themselves. I have no idea whether that's true, I'll just take it as read. And apparently, the participants were significantly less likely to fire when they watched someone outside of their race, the visible minority men, perform the simple task. And the conclusion of this is, observing someone of a different race produced significantly less motor cortex activity than observing a person of one's own race. So, it's not just white people. It's apparently everybody. But you know, I think skepticism is a white construct. I think that I'm just doing this because I'm white. So let's ignore what I'm saying and we'll just go back to all white people being unempathetic racists.
Girl. Now, since this study has just been done, we don't know if white people never had this connection in their brain or if because of colonialism and all the violence that they have put on black bodies, on bodies of people of color, and imperialism, and this consistent violence and trauma that they put on us, that somehow that connection had to break down and go away.
Well, the study was done 5 years ago, and we know that they actually do have it. So...
or if they never had it to begin with, and that's why they could do all those horrible things in history and in present time to black bodies and to people of color. We don't know, I don't care, but they have it now, and that's all we need to worry about.
Fun fact, no white person has ever killed another white person.
You're going to have to learn to hold them accountable. White people be saying some anti-black shiznit on every second of the second. If you're not catching it, that's because you're not looking for it. You're not aware enough. You're not conscious enough to it. So you need to become conscious enough to it. Then you need to hold these people accountable to their actions and their words.
Yeah, but they're not like elected officials. Or at least not the ones you're talking about, presumably.
Let them know that, yes, you are white. Therefore, you are anti-black.
See, Kyle, my fucking Führer. I didn't realize that simply being white made me anti-black. That's incredible. I feel like I've had a burden released from my shoulders. I was worried that I might have ended up as a bit of a racist or that I might have been a bit anti-black, but now I know that I am. I don't ever... It's liberating. Now I can just call you a...
You are naturally racist. You are born into this society. You are born into this pathology. So you need to work against this consistently every day. Understand that you are a parasite invading as European on American soil that was created by the destruction of the Native American and enslavement of black people. You always have to understand that. You always have to understand...
Yeah, but I'm not American.
You have to hold them accountable to that. If you really think that they're your real friend or your real mother, okay, this person should be able to understand that. It should be real easy for them to understand that. But white people do not like to talk about race and do not like to deal with race because it makes them uncomfortable. And as a privileged people, they don't like to feel uncomfortable.
Well, confirm me for white privilege because I'm feeling fucking uncomfortable about now.
And as an oppressed people, we don't like to make them feel uncomfortable.
Joking aside, why are you making all these farmyard noises?
Don't you hate it when you're making a beautiful pro-black Facebook post and a racist white person...
Repetition is redundant.
...come out of nowhere and be like, I see you using Facebook, nigger. How's that internet we gave you, nigger? How's that internet we gave you, nigger, huh?
Oh, I think he's talking about you, Tim Berners-Lee.
Okay, toilet seat complexion individual. We can play that game. We can play that game all day.
Are we going to get a history lesson?
How's that Western economic system we gave you? Huh?
Western economic system? I'm not an economist, but the first three people that spring to mind when I think Western economic system are Adam Smith, John Maynard Keynes, and Frederick Hayek. And I don't know enough about economics to rank them in any kind of order of importance. But I think I can see why this guy thought black people invented Western economics. As you can see, all three of these people are white. And, as we've already established, white people are inherently racist. And racists are just going to do the most racist things without thinking that they're bad. So obviously all of these men wore blackface constantly. This is my thesis to why Ruby Rod here thinks that black people invented everything in history.
How's that industrial system we gave you? Huh?
Jesus, the Industrial Revolution as well. So, like, James Hargreaves, who invented the spinning jenny, Richard Arkwright, who invented the spinning frame, Samuel Crompton, who invented the spinning mule, and James Watt, who invented the steam engine. And that's not really including the original inventor of the steam engine, Hiero of Alexandria. I guess it's a lot easier to see when it's laid out like this, that these guys were racist as well.
How is this country we gave you,
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, obviously the people who turned up and colonized America were racist. Too soon?
How's that modern medicine we gave you, girl? How is that, girl?
Modern medicine? So not like Galen and Hippocrates, but like Edward Jenner and Robert Koch. Yeah, they're definitely racist.
How's that imperialistic military we gave you, child? How's that doing, huh?
Hang on, now that one doesn't even make any sense. Are you saying that, like, the white people turned out to Africa with the spears and shields and conquered the gun-wielding Africans and then sold them into slavery? Come on now, you can persuade me that every white person on Earth is an unrepentant and committed racist, but you can't persuade me that spears are better weapons than guns. The thing is, like my fellow imperialist Hilaire Belloc said, whatever happens, we have the Maxim gun and they don't.
How's that culture we gave you?
So disgusting, we regret appropriating it. And yes, twerking is actually of African origin.
How's that music we gave you, boy? How's that music?
I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about.
How's this government system we gave you? How's it doing? How's it doing for ya?
Oh, he's right. The people who invented it were almost all white. It completely checks out.
How's this science, math, and alphabet we gave you? Huh? How's they doing? How's they doing?
Yeah, Pythagoras and Euclid. Why don't you just weep into your racist white beards that you probably appropriated from black people anyway?
Like I always say, white people need to stay out of three things. The sun, history, and the truth. They'll burn you, girl.
Well, the sun certainly will, at least.
Now check that melanin. Flawless, flawless melanin, ha! Flawless, flawless melanin, ha!
Just for the record, melanin was also discovered by a racist. Well, I guess it's good that there's at least one thing that this fellow has that white people haven't appropriated from him.
At the end of this video, I'm going to tell y'all about a meetup I'm doing in Chicago, May 23rd, which is this Saturday. So you want to watch the whole video, and then I'm going to give you the details at the end. So now you have to watch the video. Aha! Unless you skip to the end. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. That is whiteness. That is whiteness. Decolonize that mind, okay? That is colonial. So anyways, I'm here to tell you, like the title says, I'm not gay.
I can't believe you felt it necessary to tell us that. Why would anyone think you were gay? So what are you exactly?
I am SGL, which is same gender loving, which is an African social construct created for and by Africans.
Is that because Europeans made up being gay?
Gay is a European social construct created by Neanderthal Tom cave beast sociopath parasites for Neanderthal Tom cave beast sociopathic parasites, okay?
Yeah, I think I understand, but that means what you're saying is that
gay is anti-black.
Are you sure about that?
They are not inclusive to anyone else, okay? Gay is anti-black.
So gay people are racist as well, right?
Gay is anti-black, and here are some receipts. First receipt is, during the HIV and AIDS epidemic of the late 80s and 90s, gay organizations, when I say gay, I mean whites, white gays, white homosexual cisgendered men. White gays kept, through their organizations and through their power in governments and all that kind of stuff, they systematically kept education, funding, and medication away from black same gender loving people, which is the reason why their numbers of HIV and AIDS went down while our numbers either stayed the same or went higher because of systems created by them, which led to the death of hundreds of thousands, some say millions, of same gender loving Africans in America.
So if AIDS wasn't just a flat out white plot, then they at least took advantage of it to help exterminate millions of blacks, is what you're saying.
Also, black women, I don't even remember, but like a year and a half ago, black women kindly asked white men to back off and stop appropriating their culture and terms, and white gay men were like, no, we're still gonna do it, girl, because we wanna be you so bad. We wanna be you so bad. We wanna be you so bad. And we're still parasites, and we're still Neanderthal Toms, and we're still male homos. So we're gonna oppress you just like our straight counterparts and not care about you and be bigots. That's exactly what happened. You can look it, Google it, girl, Google it.
So white gay men are misogynists and oppressive towards straight black women. Well, I can see why you wouldn't want to be gay.
I don't want to be a part of this social construct. I don't want to be a part of gays. Gays are completely anti-black. Gays are completely even anti-bisexual. Gays are anti-trans. Gays are anti-lesbian, okay? I want to get off this sinking ship of the LGBTQ, whatever.
I see. So the LGBTQ community is just full of racists. Okay, that's, again, fair enough. I can completely understand. So why don't you tell me about same-gender loving?
But SGL, what about SGL? SGL is anti-black, and SGL is anti-hate.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I think that's about all the time I have for Black Hitler and his program of dehumanization to deal with the white problem.